All right, very good. Well, let's get started then. I'm talking with Steve Taylor with Missouri Agribusiness Association. And Steve, we have called you because we know that you have some insight into maybe what this Texas explosion at this fertilizer plant might mean for fertilizer plants across the country. Kind of bring us up to speed in terms of what happened there and if something like that could happen at another plant.
Sure, Julie. First, as a lot of people said, you know, our hearts go out for the folks in Texas and the hurt that they're feeling down there. And as far as it happening again, I will say, you know, you look through history and over the decades, you could count on one hand how many times an explosion like this, nothing of this magnitude, but an explosion of some kind has occurred. It's a very, very extremely rare event. Even still, even one time is one time too many. The information I have is that the fire marshal has determined it's ammonium nitrate that was the explosion, but still they're working on trying to determine what initiated the explosion, what initiated the fire. And they originally estimated they would have that report done by May 10th. What I'm hearing is that's going to be pushed back some. On the federal level, the Chemical Safety Board is doing an investigation as well. Bring it home to Missouri. Folks may or may not know that Missouri is the biggest user of ammonium nitrate. And why is that? Well, like Texas, we have a huge beef cattle operations, and ammonium nitrate for many folks is the product of choice as far as fertilizers on pastures. But Missouri does lead the nation in the usage. So with that, we're committed, we the fertilizer industry is committed to working to make sure something like this, you can never say never, but make it as highly unlikely as possible. Something like this would never happen again. And to do that, we're looking at the code, the practices, the standard operating procedures for handling ammonium nitrate. We're working with me and my staff, we've met with the Missouri Emergency Response Commission and looking at procedures that local communities use as far as protecting against an accident of this sort from happening. I think the Missouri, Missouri Response Emergency Response Commission, working with the local counties in conjunction with the local emergency planning committee, is really the key to beefing up any kind of protection, prevention program that we might do in Missouri.
And of course, we want to look at this nationwide as well. I have a lot of questions about, first of all, inspection. Wasn't there some concern that this particular plant had not been inspected? And what entity inspects these plants, and what do they look for? And are we understaffed? And is there enough inspection going on? And is it mandatory? Is it voluntary? Kind of tell us about what's happening in the industry in terms of oversight.
Sure, Julie. And I actually took the time to listen in. They were live streaming the Texas hearing. The state of Texas, their legislator had a hearing, and they live streamed. And I watched it, and there was a myriad of various agencies that testified to the commission, and there is a lot of agencies, local, state, and federal agencies that has responsibilities, and it's the gamut of safety regulations as well as security. So that runs from security being Department of Homeland Security, OSHA has responsibilities, and the EPA has responsibilities. My guess would be that a lot of this is going to be focused on the EPA. That is the agency that has jurisdiction as far as RMPs, what's called document that documents that inventories chemicals and have what's called extremely hazardous substances. And there's been various reactions in Congress, and the one I'm looking at and watching most closely is what's going to happen with in the Senate. Senator Barbara Boxer, she's the chair of the Senate committee that's in charge of both the EPA and the Chemical Safety Board. I think that's where it's going to, a lot of the focus is going to be, is on that agency, EPA. And also, not only from EPA because of determining what substances inspections are going to occur, but also through the EPCRA, Emergency Planning Community Right to Know Act. And that's where the authority comes for the local emergency planning committees. I think that's where most of the focus should probably be. There's other calls of actions to do and other things in Congress that I don't think would necessarily directly impact the Texas situation, and I'd hope we wouldn't get sidetracked on those things.
Okay. Senator Boxer specifically is asking, I believe, why ammonium nitrate is not on the list of covered chemicals that facilities must report to EPA under the risk management program. So are you saying that that is something that needs that you would support in terms of maybe passing legislatively?
Well, I'm not quite to that point. I mean, we have a lot of discussion to do. Internally in the industry, we're looking at ammonium nitrate handling procedures. Ammonium nitrate so far has been looked at from the federal government from a security standpoint, and the Department of Homeland Security, obviously from protecting against terrorism. Not so much, you know, from the safety side. Although it does, I will say, it is included in my conversations with the state agency, the Missouri Emergency Response Commission. It isn't included in their reports. I think what we need to do is just like they did in Texas. You know, they did a in that hearing, they did a complete overview of various responsibilities. What we need is effective regulations. We don't need more regulations just to have more regulations, but we really need to talk about the situation. And look, we still, I'll say this too, we have a lot to know what happened in this situation. That's the first thing. And then once we know that, then look at, okay, what modifications or improvement might or may not be needed as far as any state or federal laws, state or federal rules and regulations that would help protect, prevent something like this from ever occurring again.
Okay, so clearly one of the things that's being looked at is whether there is appropriate oversight prior to what happened with this event. So I guess my question to you is, are fertilizer plants under-inspected?
Well, I can't answer that. You know, there's a lot of inspections that are going on right now. Are they effective? You know, I'm answering your question with a question because we need to know more of the facts. If something was overlooked, for example, say the plant wasn't inspected, wasn't looked enough for the hazard of the ammonia nitrate exploding, you know, that's something we need to look at. But we have to have some time. We don't even have the report, full report from the fire marshal. We don't have the full report from the CSB, the Chemical Safety Board. And, you know, the hearings that Senator Boxer is going to have in D.C., those are going to, you know, get some facts out. Myself, I know I'll be traveling to D.C. here in a couple weeks, and we'll be having meetings with our national affiliates, the Fertilizer Institute, the Ag Retailers Associations, and my counterparts from other states. We're going to take some time. We've got to look at this. But what I'm saying, Julie, is we're committed to doing everything we can to make sure that something like this never, ever happens in Missouri. We have a lot of facilities like the West Texas affiliates out amongst the communities. We for sure want to protect and ensure that everything possible is being done to prevent this ever from happening. Again, as I said at the very beginning of this, this is extremely rare, but one time like what happened in Texas was one time too many, and we're committed to making sure this never happens.
Steve, talk about the importance of fertilizer in agriculture production and why we need these facilities.
Well, and Judith, good point again. As I said, here in Missouri, we are the biggest user of ammonia nitrate of any state in the country. And why is that? You know, and every state's a little bit unique. In Missouri, just like Texas, we have a lot of pastures. Ammonia nitrate is uniquely suited for our situation in Missouri with pastures. You look at other products like urea, we have volatilization issues. You can overcome that with some specialized products. But, you know, the beef industry, the dairy beef industry in Missouri is very, very critical. We need cost-effective fertilizers for those industries to survive and thrive in Missouri. So, well, I guess what I'm saying, it's an important product. I think it's a product, we know it's a product that can be used very, very safe. We don't know what happened in Texas. We think, you know, we know we'll find out more, and we'll take that what we learn, and we'll make the product even safer. But it is a very important product for states like Missouri, and we're committed to keeping it and keeping it safe.
So the industry, of course, because ammonium nitrate, you say it's very, very safe, but at the same time, it has to be handled in such a way that it is not it's not going to do what it did in Texas, I guess. What about the comment that Senator McCaskill made has said about regulations calling fertilizer plants giant bombs if not handled appropriately?
Right. Well, you know, and I've commented on that. To me, there's a lot of things you could say would be like a bomb. Like, for example, may not like to think about this, but the propane tank that or your barbecue grill outside that you cook up that nice T-bone steak on has a propane tank on it. If it's not handling safely, it could be a bomb. Your house is heated with natural gas, and if you don't install a natural gas piping into your home safely, it can be a bomb as well. So there's many things in life that can have the potential of not being safe. Ammonium nitrate is a very stable product. It's very safe when handled appropriately and safely. And I know in our membership, and I could point you to many of our members, there's a high level of concern of you know, making sure our products are handled safely.
Do you think it should be, there should be one federal agency that oversees all of this? Still in partnership with the states, but it's kind of like the oversight? Or do you
No.
think that's going too far, or do you want to comment on that?
Yeah, well, I'll comment on that. I'll comment on that on the record too, because I strongly feel to be the most effective, it has to be at the closer to the local level, local and state. I do not see the value of having a overarching umbrella of federal listing of facilities. In fact, I think it'd be more effective at the closer to the ground level at the local and the state. I think the system is set up just right, and I really have a great deal of respect and appreciate the work of the MRC here in Missouri, the Missouri Response Emergency Response Commission. Don Warren and her staff do a tremendous job working with the local, the county level folks. And I really think that's there's no way that any one or half dozen federal agencies can track the thousands of facilities. I really think the best system is the system we have now, where the states work with the state agencies work with the local counties, the local committees, who are made up with the local emergency response team, the fire, the police, the other emergency response people, who work in conjunction with their local industry. You know, maybe I'm speaking more of myself than anything else right now, but as I look at it personally, I think that's going to be the most effective way to handle this. We've already got that system put in place. Now, where I see, you know, we really need to look at, once we have the benefit of more information for what happened in Texas, we really need to look at handling procedures, reassure ourselves that we're doing everything in possible to prevent, working with the Fire Protection Association. I mean, they have called the Code 490 for the storage ammonium nitrate. I think that last came out in 2002. We might need to take a look at that and make sure we have the latest and greatest and best ways of handling ammonium nitrate. Again, this is a very, very stable product if handled appropriately. And like I said, natural gas and other gasoline, I mean, other things can be extremely dangerous if not handled appropriately. But back to your original question, Julie, I think the current system, as far as who's responsible, and the current system as far as working with the state and local emergency management people, I think that's a really good system.